Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Cetra with Celeste Hackett on CalBanyan.com. And if you're watching this video anywhere else except CalBanyan.com, you're missing out on all the good stuff down below the video. That's where we have show notes, links, and stuff like that. How's it going, Celeste?
Everything's going great. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. I got my wreath on my door. Are you decorating, Cal?
I'm one of those bah humbug guys. My wife does that stuff, but we don't do it so much now that the kid's all grown up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, actually, I don't like to shop.
As a matter of fact, last Thanksgiving, I did this Thanksgiving a few weeks ago, went to Mexico. That was, how abnormal is that?
That is my dream. Every year I want to escape. It never happens.
All right, well, we'll just have to do that.
I know.
You, Christopher, me, the wife, we'll go to Cancun or something.
Yeah, let's do a podcast from Mexico. That'd be fun.
Cool. Hey, if you're in Mexico and watching this video and you'd like us to come down, be guest trainers, you know, like you're doing a training anyway, maybe we can, you know, set up a time where we're down there for the weekend. We can stop by and say hello to the class. Would that be fun or what, Celeste?
Yeah, I want to go to Costa Rica. Guatemala.
Anywhere warm, I'd like to go.
Cuba, so you can get a cigar.
Yeah. Hey, Florida or Cuba. I'd love to go to Cuba.
Me too.
If you're watching this show and you're in Cuba, you've got a really great hypnosis society there, and I'd love to come. And if anyone speaks English, speak there, and gosh, just chat with you. It'd be wonderful.
Me too, and I want to go to Vietnam. Can I name everywhere I want to go? I guess we better stop now.
Heck, sometimes I'd love to go to the Florida Keys. I don't even have to leave the country to go someplace nice.
Love to go there. I've never been there.
Yeah. All right. Well, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, everything like that, and let's get on with the show.
Ho, 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 and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, we got some questions here. Let's buckle down. People don't want to hear us gabbing on, you know, about nothing. So here's the first question. People email us questions. You know, you can email a question to us if you want, and it'll make it on the show. If it does, we'll give you a handy-dandy mug. Oh, where's my mug? Do you have yours? Hold it up, Cal. Yeah, there it is. You don't have it?
Yeah, I'm holding it up.
There it is. That's the mug. It's a gift from us to you. If you send in your question and we use it on Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. Here's a recent question we got.
Let me interrupt. Sometimes we don't send out mugs. If we use your question on the show, you have to let us know what your address is. You say, hey, I'm the Linda or the John that used on episode, so identify the episode, and then give us your address, and we'll get you off the mug. Or if you prefer, it's a certified Hypnosis Pro cap.
I didn't know you had caps.
Oh, gosh. Of course I have caps.
Huh. I want a t-shirt. When are those coming? Let's get on with the questions.
All right.
Here's the next one. This is a good one. Should I advertise fees on my website or not? Very, you know, to the point. I don't do it.
Why don't you do it, Celeste?
Because, people see fees and they don't know how your service is different from somebody else. They're just comparing fees. They don't realize that hypnosis services vary very greatly from hypnotist to hypnotist. So they need, you know, if you advertise fees, they look at your fee and they move on. You know, well, guess what? I'm one of the most expensive hypnotists in town. But I get really excellent results, and people are very happy when they come to see me. So I have to explain why it costs a little more to see me. I spend about an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours in every single session with somebody. And we do advanced techniques. That is a lot of effort for me and my client. And instead of just, you know, relax you and talk to you nonstop for 30 minutes, you know, about how you don't do this or you do that, you know? And so that's why I don't put my fees on there. And so usually they'll call me to ask for my fees, and then I'll tell them, you know, on the phone after I give them all the information.
That's very good. Next question. Oh, I mean, that's most of it right there. Don't put your fees, I don't. I mean, you do what you want to do, but I don't put my fees on there because We want to have a chance to talk to the person. And, you know, if everybody else in the world was putting their fees on there, then you'd kind of need to also. But what you're exactly right, Celeste. You need to talk to them. You need to build value. You need to build rapport. Maureen usually trains on this in all of our classes, how to turn phone calls into appointments. And one of the most important things is to be able to listen to them, is that this is the deal. They want to tell their story, but they only want to tell it once. And they don't want to tell it over and over and over again with everybody they call. So here's a secret insider tip, trick, and technique. You want to get them to call. And when they call and they say, this is what they're going to ask you, how much and how many sessions? And then this is how you should respond. And Maureen does a really good job of this. The CD on how to turn calls into appointments is in our business startup pack, which, Celeste, you've already raved about a whole bunch of times. So.
Yes.
Okay. And that's where that's kind of where you got the idea. But this is the deal. They're going to ask you how much and how many sessions, and you say anything except the answer to that question. But the thing we prefer you to say is, it depends. What is it you want to work on? Now they'll tell you the story. And once they've told you the story, you just want to be a good listener and respond back to them in a way that lets them know that you're listening. And that's going to build a bond and a rapport. Then if they shop around, they're not going to have the connection with the other people that they've felt with you. And if they didn't book right then when they were on the phone with you, they're going to come back to you. Or if they go someplace else and they don't get the results they want, then they will call you and say, you know what, I should have went with you in the first place. I went with the cheap guy, and now I'm ready for, you know, the deluxe treatment, the professional treatment. That's why I'm back with you. How's that sound, Celeste?
That's exactly right. And I'm raving again. Maureen Banyan's business pack. You get that. You'll see. You'll really get it. Yeah, that's a good answer and a good question. And let's see. What is she says, I'm building my website, and I want and she wants her clients to self-schedule and self-pay on the website. That's why she was asking about that. She says, of course they can call me for an appointment and book pay that way too. So the self-schedule thing, boy, that's so inviting because, you know, I have to pull out my book and all that. But, you know, if they know the price and then they're self-scheduling and all, I think you're going to shoot yourself in the foot with that one. So I wouldn't do that. But, you know, if there's a way that you could say, hey, it's, you know, do what Cal said, build the rapport, show them how, you know, build value into your sessions and why they should come to you and everything. And then they say, okay, I'm ready to book. Maybe it would be worth it to say, okay, now just go on my website and find your time and place and stick your name in there. Boy, that'd be fun, wouldn't it, Cal?
I say good luck. Hey, try it. Let us know how it works.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work either, but it sure sounds kind of nice.
Yeah, it sounds nice, but I think that most people, they kind of need some hand-holding to go through the process. And if you just say, okay, good, you want to go to my website, blah, blah, you're already kind of depersonalizing a process that is very personal in nature. And I wouldn't recommend that. I mean, it'd be nice if a hypnotist could just put an empty schedule on the website and then come in every day and it's booked. And
You know what they do? They'd book one session.
Right.
Yeah.
If that, yeah, exactly. I mean, gosh, if you've got a way to do it, if you can do that, if you are successful at that, I want you to call me right away and show me, because I would be I will be all ears. And we'll set up a program to teach hypnotists around the world how to do that.
That's kind of what I was getting at. If you know how to do that, please tell me, you know, if you can make it work, let me know, because that'd be cool. Okay, next question. Ready?
Yep.
All right. There's lots of talk on marketing groups about the need to choose an area where you identify yourself as an expert instead of or as opposed to a jack of all trades, and that this is the most effective way to build your client base if you can specialize in something. How does this thinking fall into line with thinking that one must be a generalist to make money in hypnosis?
Well, there are people who've, and this is a really good question, there are people out there who started off in a particular niche or niche and are successful. When I teach people you're better off being a generalist. And FiPath was designed for the generalist. It's a system that applies to just about every issue that could walk through the door. And you're just going to be able to, when you're a generalist, market to a wider number of people, serve a wider number of people, and since you're serving a greater number of people, you're going to get experience much faster. And so I still think expert status is important, but not necessarily in a particular thing. I've never really put myself as the expert in a particular issue, but what I did position myself as is an expert in hypnosis and in advanced hypnotic techniques. And that's worked really well for me. And gosh, if you're a great marketer and you want to just do hypnosis for improving golf games or study skills, more power to you. God bless you. Go for it. But most people who come into this profession, they just kind of need to see all the clients they can as fast as they can so that they can get enough repetition of experience so that they can become the expert they need to become. So position yourself as an expert. And here's some things you can do. Write articles and put them on your website. Get certifications like board certified hypnotist or hypnotherapist through the NGH. Become an instructor either through the NGH or through us as a certified professional hypnosis instructor and teach NGH approved certification courses plus 5-path and 7-path. And these are the kinds of things. Here's another way you can position yourself as an expert. Teach community education courses. Whenever you're the teacher, you position yourself above the people who are not teaching. And so I say that it is good to position yourself as an expert, but still be the generalist. How's that sound to you, Celeste?
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it, a good way to say it. You know, I'm right. I think you're right on. And also, there's something else you want to keep in mind, and it is that once you get really good at something, you're going to get bored. So it's really fun to do all this other stuff. Sometimes it's more of a challenge than you want at first, but after a while, you'll be doing so many of one, you'll go, oh God, please, can you send me, if you're doing a lot of smokers, could you please send me a weight loss or a little kid to work with, because I'm really tired of these smokers, And so, you might like that for a while, but you might get kind of bored with it.
All right, as you're talking, I'm writing down some notes about what I talk about. Yeah, that's so true. You could just go out and if all I worked was on one thing, I would have went crazier a long time ago. And so what's really great, one of the things that's really great about this profession of hypnotism is there's lots of stuff you can do. You can do sessions on just about everything that people have problems with, and you can also do teaching self-hypnosis classes, teaching hypnosis certification classes when you get enough experience, and also specialized topics. Let's say you are the golfer, or you are the person who once had a problem with public speaking and overcame it with hypnosis, or maybe you're a social worker or a psychologist or someone that has a special training in a specific area, and so you can do community ed courses or even college courses about hypnosis as they apply to those specific things. You can also write articles, you can write books, and so it just goes on and on. I love the marketing part. I like to do podcasts, I like to do website stuff, I learn about writing ad copy, and still I see clients. And so it still all works together in this very interesting mosaic of experience that we have as consulting hypnotists.
I'm thinking about this lady I met at the NGH convention who did equestrian hypnosis. She worked with people who rode horses. There's all kinds of different things you can do, like dressage and all these different things, cutting horses, all these techniques. And so she worked with all these people to be better horsemen and women. And since I, live and work in Texas, and my sister is an hour away in like big horse country, my sister keeps telling me there's a lot of money in horses. You should start hypnotizing horse people. And so I was kind of asking her about that. And then I went to her website and I found out she didn't just do that. She did all the other stuff we do too, Cal,
That's right. As you're talking about Laura King,
That's her.
And she's got some great books. I was looking up on her website, and I just found it because I'm really good at the internet. And it is, she's probably got a number of websites, but if anyone watching this wants to go to Laura, LaURA-King-hypnosis.com, you're going to find some cool stuff there. And I was on her equestrian page, and now I'm going to her homepage. Very pretty lady, very nice lady, and a five-pather. Yay!
Yay! She's a real sharp gal.
Yeah. How are we doing on time, Celeste?
We have time for another question.
Okay. Give me a hypno quickie.
Okay. I need to learn stage hypnosis. I'm sorry. Let me put it this way. Will I need to learn stage hypnosis to do clinical sessions? Is it the same thing?
No, you do not need to learn stage hypnosis to do clinical hypnosis. In fact, boy, I tell you what, I don't even like this term clinical hypnosis. Some schools use it, but the problem is you start talking about clinical, and unless you are a mental health professional, you know, you've got that license in mental health, like psychologist or social worker, or unless you are a medical professional, let's stay away from the word clinical. We don't need it. But I know what you mean. You're differentiating between stage hypnosis and the consulting hypnotist work that we do, or hypnotherapy. And you do not have to have stage hypnosis training to do that. But you know what? It wouldn't hurt. My good friend has he teaches courses in this all the time. Do you know who I'm talking about, Celeste?
Jerry Valley?
Jerry Valley, that's right.
Yeah.
And Tommy V.
Oh yes, his son, Tommy V.
That's right. They teach courses in it all the time. And a couple weeks ago I mentioned that on hypnosis.org, there is a free online seminars area. If you go there, click on get all the hypnosis seminars. I'm looking down a little bit because I'm looking at the screen as I'm talking about there. And he's got a whole bunch of seminars. One of them is Inside Secrets of Stage Hypnotism. Another is how you can make some real money doing hypnosis shows. And then, see if I can read this title, it's really long. Everything you ever want to know about stage hypnosis, and if you have a hypnotherapy practice, how you can use the secrets of hypnosis demonstrations to increase your business in just 60 minutes. And Jerry really talks about a lot of insider tips, tricks, and techniques about using stage hypnotism to build a hypnosis career of stage hypnotism, or to do hypnotherapy. Now, the question is, do I have to learn that stuff? No. Should you? Doesn't hurt. Yeah, you can learn how to do demonstrations that way. I get clients ask, what's the difference between stage hypnosis and the work we're going to do? And because I've taken Jerry Valley's class, you can learn about what's the difference. And let me just say another thing is that the work is very different. There's a thing that's like primary and secondary suggestibility, and primary suggestibility is mainly what stage hypnotists do, and that is have people experience hypnotic phenomenon, just demonstrate it to an audience while in the state of hypnosis. Hypnotherapists, we deal with using hypnosis for secondary suggestibility, or what's also called post-hypnotic suggestion. And that is, take for example, someone comes in to stop smoking. They don't want to be a non-smoker just while they're in your office. They want the suggestions you give them in hypnosis to work after the hypnosis is over. And so we work with secondary suggestibility or post-hypnotic suggestion, same thing. And so that's one of the main differences. So the techniques are different. So you do not need to have stage hypnosis training, although I recommend it. And that is different because of the primary versus secondary suggestibility kind of thing. And just to make sure I'm clear on that, primary is the ability to exhibit hypnotic phenomenon such as eye catalepsy, arm catalepsy, and so on while you're in hypnosis. And secondary or post-hypnotic suggestion is the ability to experience a hypnotic phenomenon, that is to experience the changes that were suggested after the hypnosis session was over with. For example, the hypnotist gives suggestions for confidence, and they're not just confident when they're in hypnosis, but they're confident after they leave the office. Is that what you think they're asking, Celeste?
Yeah, and this reminds me of another question that we often get, which is, do you have to learn, hypnosis for sessions to be a good stage hypnotist? Because we get that one quite a bit too, don't we, Cal?
Yeah, just play everything I just did backwards and you'll have the answer to that.
That's right. Most stage hypnotists, our teachers that I know, usually do recommend that you learn how to do hypnosis sessions because you can make, you know, money on the side too. And then that goes both ways. Yeah, it goes both ways.
All right. Hey, I got an email about my Certified Hypnosis Pro cup and also about the caps. And they say, do I have to send in a question? No. The cup is like $9.95. We've got them on hypnosis.org. Go there, you can order them, and you can have them. Imagine sitting in front of this podcast with your very own certified Hypnosis Pro mug. About $9.95 plus shipping and handling. All right, how's our time doing, Celeste?
It's time to go.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. It's been very nice being with you. And I guess we got to say bye now. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Are we going to see them next week too? We're gonna try to be here on your computer next week as well, even though it's close to Christmas and some people get to take off. I don't know that we will, because we're gonna want to be with you, and that will be our gift to you, I guess. Cal, you usually go away. You're about to leave, aren't you? You're gonna go on a little vacation, like to the Orient this year.
I don't know. I just go wherever Maureen says to go.
Okay, so I think we're gonna be on your computer next week. God. I'm going. I gotta go now. It's me, Celeste Hackett, for Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. Thank you for joining us. Tell a friend. Bye.
All right, Cal Banyan here. Check out hypnosis.org. Remember our hypnospace.com, networking for hypnotists, and hypnosiscenter.com for all my different course schedules and stuff. That's it. Have happy holidays. Be safe, especially if you're driving in the snow. Thank goodness I don't have to do that anymore. Bye. Signing off, Cal Banyan. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved. For private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.